would be so much easier if you gave up running. Your friends are already dead. Gotcha. Are you awake, operative? It's no use, operative. You're not going to break those chains no matter how hard you try. Oh, what's wrong? Too tired to struggle any longer? Good. You're probably wondering why I've decided to leave you alive. But that comes down to your skill. I'm sure you thought I wouldn't notice. You've known me for far longer than you let on. That got your attention, didn't it? That's right. Follow me with your eyes. From guarding my containment cell for a few years to surviving a site-wide containment breach. Now look at you. The Foundation has finally recognized your work ethic. You really are determined to survive, aren't you? Well, don't worry. I don't plan to harm you. At least not yet. What are you looking for? Like I said, your friends are already long gone, and that stupid mutt you brought along with you is dead as well. I've even made sure your equipment is free of trackers. The Foundation isn't going to find you for a while. I think after all these years, I deserve to see your face. Your goggles and balaclava. You look better than I expected. And you don't appear to be seduced by my appearance. Unlike some others. After everything you've been through, you still get flustered at the mention of sex. Do you not like it when such a dangerous person is behind you? The pricks at the Foundation didn't even think of me as a person. They call me names like Subject. They even have the audacity to call me a cognito hazard. But that doesn't affect you. And it hasn't. Though I bet you would kill to have me put my hands on you. The big, strong operative is red in the face again. Even after all these years, I still don't know your name. Oh, shh, operative. I don't care what your name is. It means nothing to me. Does me sitting on your lap make you uncomfortable? I shouldn't have to say it again, operative. I don't care. Your ability to dodge my attacks shows just how experienced you are in your field. Not like I haven't eavesdropped on your conversations with your squad mates, or your small talk with facility personnel before I breached containment. Many would call you unintelligent just because you haven't attended college. But the way you positioned your squad made it a hard process trying to kill them all. It tells me all I need to know. Everything in your life has led you to this moment. Being tied up with me. Some would call it fate that has brought us together. I can tell you're looking for an opportunity to escape. It's useless. Even if you somehow break those chains, even if you somehow get out of this basement, I doubt you can evade my attacks for long. Maybe this time, I won't be so merciful. Your neck is so vulnerable. Every part of me is dying to tear it out. Oh, but if I do that, my cute little operative won't be around for much longer. Perhaps I'm going too far. I'm sure it's torturous having your hands tied behind you. That caught your attention.
You wanna be untied?
I suppose I can do that, but be warned.
Try to escape, and you'll be face down in a pool of your own blood.
Now, stand up for me, operative. It feels good being out of those restraints, doesn't it? Stop struggling, operative, and drop your knife. I told you not to try to escape. I do suppose you didn't try to escape, but instead you wanted to hurt me. Maybe you just wanted me to slam you against this wall. Perhaps you're even enjoying yourself. No, don't kick, love. You, for one, should know just how futile that is. Plus, you'll make my claw slip. Isn't it obvious, love? You're being punished by having me carve my signature into your chest. And if you open your mouth, I may just sew it shut. So try not to scream in pain. Oh, trust me, honey. I don't like this any more than you. But I can't say you don't deserve this. You ran at me with my back turned to you. Now you'll have something to remember me by for the rest of your life. No matter how short that may be. Don't look so pained, love. Here, let me lick the blood off. There. All better. Now you're mine, operative. Even if you manage to recontain me, you won't forget me for as long as you live. You know, now that I think about it, you seem to have some sort of obsession with me. First, guarding my containment chamber. Now attempting to re-contain me. Oh, I almost forgot. I need to bandage your chest to make sure it doesn't get infected. That would be quite nasty, don't you think? My, you look quite pale, operative. Maybe a glass of water. Doesn't it make you thirsty? It's always fun tempting people with what they want, a mere few inches from their face. Perhaps I should take a drink before you. That wasn't a question, operative. Here, take a drink. You should get some rest, love. Don't worry about the bandages. I'll change them in the morning. Though, I may just get hungry later. But I'll try to
stop myself.